This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An immigration arrest in Mesa County has civil rights groups worried about coordination between state and federal law enforcement. A 19-year-old woman was detained by federal agents after being stopped by a Mesa County sheriff's deputy. Tim McDonald with ACLU Colorado says the potential for coordination is troubling.
What happened out in Mesa County is very concerning. What appears to be an officer who questioned a young woman about where she was from and then immediately reported her to federal civil immigration authorities.
Colorado law limits how local law enforcement can coordinate with federal officials about people's immigration status. A new poll finds most Coloradans oppose cuts to Medicaid, something that could happen in the Republican budget bill. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The poll of 675 registered voters was done by Magellan Strategies for health advocacy group Healthier Colorado. 65% of statewide voters and 63% of those in hotly contested Congressional District 8 say they were less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to cut Medicaid. Here is Healthier Colorado CEO Jake Williams.
A majority have a positive regard for Medicaid. A majority think it's important for their local community. A majority don't want it cut.
Republican Representative Gabe Evans voted for the first version of the bill, which makes deep cuts. He says he backs cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Studies say most professional musicians experience playing-related pain or injuries because of misuse or overuse and mental health struggles tied to their art. Professor Jim Brody launched the Musicians Wellness Program at CU Boulder a couple of decades ago to address that. Sydney Hale is a graduate student studying trumpet. She says she's indebted to the program.
We are athletes with micromuscles. We train the same way. We have to perform like them. And our mental game is just as important as it is for an athlete.
Brody is an associate professor of oboe. He retires this summer. This is CPR News.